Hello, everybody, and welcome to our business call for, oh, somebody just turned on all the screens. Hi, how did that happen? So let me start that again. So welcome, everybody, to our business call for the start of 2017. I'm excited to have you here. We're just a couple of days into the new year, and it's going to be a great year for all of us, and I want that to be. And I think that when we start the year with intention, that's how we can benefit our practices and get in the direction and actually accomplish what we want to accomplish. You know, a lot of times when we just start with like, oh yeah, okay, well, we'll do whatever happens, then there's no purpose, there's no direction, there's nothing to keep pulling you back to the middle. I was having a conversation this morning with Steph, I believe. I had so many conversations this morning, but I was saying, you know, it's interesting that that we have this compartmentalization, right? It's a new year. It's really just another day after another day after another day. But we have this this ability to say, okay, it's a new year. I'm going to start fresh. I'm going to set goals for this year. And I think that's positive, even though it's, you know, it's kind of not real, right? It's just like, what's January 1st compared to December 31st? They're just another day. But we mark it and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. So I'm excited to start the year with you guys, and I'm looking to see if I can turn on my picture so I can actually see. So if anybody wants to turn on their pictures, you can go ahead and do that. I just have to figure out how to do that for myself. There we go. And I can do that. And we can all just say, hi, hello, my bathroom door is open. What do you know? Good to see everybody. So it's a new year. And it's time for us to connect, and it's time to connect back to your vision, right? What is it that you want the most? And so the purpose of this call is for us to be able to connect to what is it that we want this year to bring us. And some of it is going to be from a financial standpoint, and some of it is going to be from a rewards type standpoint. And I think it's important to do both, right? What do we want to feel as a result of the experiences we have through this year? But also, we need that tangible, the money to pay our bills and to do all the things. And so in order to help people, we have to be rewarded from that, unless you happen to be one of the lucky ones who has an inheritance and you don't need that. And I wish I was in that situation, because I'd still be doing a lot of what I'm doing. I just wouldn't stress about, you know, where's the next dollar going to come from? So I want to start out the time, and I'd like to just go just full circle around and have everybody just share. If you're feeling like you already know like who you want to work with and what you want to do for them, to just say that. And it doesn't have to be this polished, I have my elevator speech already, you know, perfect. It should just be something that, like, who do you really want to work with? And what you want to do, how you want to help them to transform. And if you don't know and you're still working on it, just say, I'm still working on it. And that's no problem. We'll just help you work through. I want to do more of these kind of informal business things as the year goes on, because I think that we can help each other in that. Okay? So it's great to see all of you. It's so nice. And so as this one thing that we're doing to start this year off is we're going to be using Zoom for all of our calls now, instead of trying to deal with the Maestro and the Zoom and the Join Me and whatever else we were trying to do to get all the features. We've tested this and we like it, and we're going to be using it more. Doesn't mean you always have to get dressed and, you know, be seen, but we have the option of being able to be seen, which I think is really cool. And getting over ourselves, for me personally, it's getting over, oh, I don't have makeup on. Oh, my hair is barely combed, or today it's actually combed and I'm dressed. I'm not in my pajamas. So that's kind of cool. But some days I might come to these calls in my pajamas. Who knows? You know, it just depends on the level of comfort we build with each other. So as far as that's concerned, and I'm just going to go shut my bathroom door, because that is bugging the heck out of me. And you didn't have to know that that was a bathroom, but it bothered me. Feng shui, yuck. Okay. So it looks like Shonda's outside. Are you outdoors, Shonda? No, you just have this beautiful sunlight on your face. It's awesome. It's awesome. So I'd love to just go around, and I think I'm just going to start with how my screen is. I have all of you in boxes and I can see everybody on the screen. So I see Elaine at the top. And so if you, I'd just like to hear from you, if you feel like you know and you feel comfortable about who you want to work with, who you want to help, and how you want to help them. What's that transformation? Just let us all know so we get to know each other a little bit better. And then we're going to work on, like, what are your goals for the year? Like, what do you want to feel while you're working? Do you want to feel stressed out, or you want to feel nice and calm and in alignment? And also, what do you want to be earning? What's comfortable? What's a real great stretch goal? And what's bare minimum? So, Elaine, do you know who it is you want to work with and what you want to do to help them?
I'm coming from a homeschooling standpoint, so I'm really targeting mostly, really anybody, but, the moms that are trying to do 49 things at the same time and barely have time to put deodorant on so they can become informed of the fact that they don't just need to lose 40 pounds, but there might be something going on that's causing them to not be able to lose 40 pounds, you know, to kind of think it through and yet be able to cook foods for their kids and encourage that next generation to eat healthier. I'm also trying to hit the, like, my mom's age that completely missed this world because everything came out of a can or out of a box, and just to help them to kind of think about options other than adding another medication.
Right.
This tea.
You had to pick one. Which one would you pick?
Oh, probably the younger moms more.
Okay, start there.
Because
if you start with two different groups, your message gets diluted because you try to, I'm going to save time and I'm going to try to talk to both of those groups at the same time. Oh. And they're very different, right? So be very specific, be very targeted. And some of the programs you create might be applicable. You just need to change the marketing around it. So I would start with the one group. You have more passion around it and then move on to the other group.
Okay.
Super. Thank you.
What else was I supposed to answer?
That's good. No, that's good for now.
Okay.
Perfect. Patty. Unmute. Patty. I think I can unmute you. Let me see.
Okay, now can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Yeah.
Now I can. So I'm looking at working with women that are over the age of 35 and who are stuck in chronic challenges in their lifestyle. And helping them to get on a path to wellness. Most of the people that I'm working with now are, you know, hormone challenges with the hormones and on numerous medications. So helping them to rebalance their body, getting at the root cause of what's going wrong, and then helping them to fix that lifestyle, educating them through their lifestyle choices.
Great. And are there particular problems that they seem to be that makes them aware that they have a hormone imbalance?
Most of the people that I see, a lot of it's already turning into autoimmunity, Hashimoto's, Crohn's, colitis, those kind of things. A lot of GI distress. That's what I see a lot of, honestly, more so than blood sugar.
What do you like working with the most? What juices you the most? What kind of person juices you the most?
People that stick to the plan.
There you go. Motivated, like what?
Motivated, yeah,
right?
Exactly.
People motivated and really want.
People are ready to do the work, like really ready to make the change and stick to what you ask them. Kind of tell them to do, but how you educate them, and then they, you know, they take
and
it.
And they go, oh, yeah, I want to do this. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That jazzes me the most, yeah.
Keep that in mind, because I, you know, that was me. I was like, I just want people who are motivated. I want people who are, you know, they're really committed and connected. And because I kept getting these people in that were like, but do I have to do that? Isn't there just an herb for that? And I was just like, oh, okay. So I finally just really sat down and pictured that perfect person. And, you know, people have asked me, who's somebody you've worked with that you like really would like more of? So if you look at all those folks you've worked with, who is it that you want more of? And just write that description up. And it's amazing how we start to just energetically attract those folks.
Around us, right? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I have to think about that, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really worthwhile. It's a worthwhile activity for all of you to do. I picked that one, like your favorite person to work with. And if there's two or three, like what do they all have in common? And then that creates your perfect client profile. Right? I mean, you're not going to have other people, but it helps you to really pull it together. So perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yay. Allison. Unmute.
There she is. Hi, everybody. I want to inspire and empower 10,000 motivated, busy professional women in their 40s and 50s who are struggling with weight gain, exhaustion, hot flushes, and brain fog to take back control of their health and their lives.
Got it. Who for that was that not clear? Anybody? Was that pretty clear? Yeah. Yeah. Cool. And do you have that written down? I obviously do because it looked like you were reading it. But do you have that written down in a place where you can see it every day?
No. I just wrote it down now. But it's
I want you to type it up and then mm-hmm. print out multiple copies mm-hmm. and then keep it in a place where you see it all the time. Yeah. And I especially want you to see it when you're doing a strategy session with someone. I want you to be looking at that because you owe it to them to be connected with them enough yeah. to want to help them enough that you're going to say the right words to bring them in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fabulous. I just want to say Shonda and Maria have written their bit in the text okay. because they're in places.
Oh, they're in not places where they can do it. Okay, good. All right, let me see. I'll read one and then we'll go out to Diane. Let's see. Hey, okay. So Shonda, right now my niche is women with blood sugar imbalance, low energy and weight issues. That's where I'm starting and we'll do more chronic illnesses and hormone imbalances in the future. I love working with people who have already started making changes and know how to cook or want to know how to cook too. I don't like people who have never cooked before or have like, I don't want to cook. Yeah, got it. Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Thank you. All right, so Diane.
Okay, I just kind of figured this out after our chat this morning and then just sitting here about the question. And I think the people I want to help is those folks who've been trying to do a gluten-free diet their own but haven't been able to do it. And so they, you know, it's like Patty said about they're motivated because, yeah. you know, if they can't do it on their own. They need the extra help. So they approve them and they're all in, you know, they want to be successful. They want to do it. And I found that the most gratifying thing through our people who have tried this before several times, they failed. And they were really motivated to do it right this time. And it was such a valuable experience working with them.
Nice. Love it. Love it. Thank you. That's really clear. Very clear. Okay. So Susan. Unmute. There you go.
Unmuted. Right. I'm a little under the weather, so I just have to kind of preface. I've had a cold, but I'm better.
Healing energy here. Have some of my ginger lemon tea.
I just had some. I'm feeling very good about this 6-week series that I think we talked about it when we had our one-on-one with you at your place after Shine.
Yep.
So my 6-week series on yoga for hormone balance is starting in 2 weeks' time.
Yes. Congratulations.
And thank Yay. You. And it's being very well received. People are very curious about it. So I'm really honing in on the yogis that already have some sense of awareness, some sense of consciousness, but don't know much about, what's going on in their bodies otherwise. But they're willing to do the work.
Yeah, because they've already shown that they're willing to do the work because yoga is not an easy thing.
That's right. And I've done 2 free consults with 2 people, and that was back in November. And I've since heard back from them. They want to do some work together with me one-on-one. So, you know, the notion of the free consults have actually really come back as a real benefit. So that was a really helpful suggestion. Mm-hmm. And then what I'm hoping to get out of the course is a group series together. So that's sort of where I'm starting, you know, with the yoga.
The course being the six-week yoga for hormone balance, and then a course like that's an ongoing course. Is that what you mean?
on an ongoing group of people that are working together.
That keep working together with you. Perfect. Yeah. Great. Great. Thank you. Good luck. Yay. Congratulations. You work, you're a fast actor. That's awesome. Okay, Maria, you're next. I realize you guys can't see my screen, so it's totally surprising. We probably all have everybody in different orders than one another. So, Maria, unmute. Let me see if I can find you on my list. Unmute. There you are.
You might want to check the chat. It's too loud here.
Oh, it's too loud. Okay, got it. That's right. Okay, so Maria, I will mute you. And Maria says, I help busy professionals, go-getters, who are struggling, having poor energy to stay alert and productive through the day so that they can expand their careers, be more successful, and be more present at work and home. And that's a good niche to be working with, because those people, if they are busy professionals, they might have more discretionary funds to actually spend to get the help, and they have financial motives for getting better, right? Which is the career. So that's a really good, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And so I know you've been working with, you know, different doctors in the area and getting in and corporations. And I think that's a big thing for you, is to get into corporate and start talking. Thank you. Super. So Ava, let me undo you. There you go.
I'm unmuted. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Great to hear from everybody. I love to just listen. Everybody's so put together and I'm not. So, but my the one that I always come to is PCOS, because I have struggled with it ever since I was a little bit, I got my period, you know, and it was always a mess. And I had issues with pre-diabetes and weight gain and irregular period. So I know a lot of the situation with women that are struggling out there. And we, you know, I feel like I could be potentially helping. My issue is I'm struggling with it again now as I'm reaching the menopause, and I'm not very clear on how to handle that age group. So that's one of the things that I would like to learn and polish before, because I seem to have to learn everything on my own by my family member. And I'm saying, okay, I don't need any more advice on me or someone that is in my family, but that's the way I'm learning. So I think that's my pet, because I have to be really detailed in everything. So I have had success with women with PCOS. I had a lady that was in her 20s that had, she was an endocrinologist, was working with her with steroids and everything else. And when I started working with her, we were able to get her to regulate her sugar, and she lost 60 plus pounds.
Nice.
She got pregnant. She has a second baby now. So I know that there is a lot that I could do in that area. So that's my focus. I just need to clear my own belief in what the steps are for women my age. So I don't know if I should focus just on the younger generation, and then maybe add to it as we go into menopause, because as it turns in, we all get very estrogen dominant, you know, the PCOS group women, we have adrenal burnout, a lot of us. So I'm still not clear how to handle that group. Besides the fact that you have to follow the sugar balancing and, you know, the
right
plant proteins mainly, and different, you know, different vegetables and fiber and probiotics and things like that to be able to control that. I'm still not quite sure, you know, with that age group that is very menopausal. I'm not sure about soy. I don't know if they, you know, I know that soy is helpful for some women because they can have, you know, the good isoflavones in it, but I'm not sure because I can't take it. So if I cannot take it, it makes me question everyone else, you know. So that's something that I have to really research and I guess polish before I'm going to launch this group for menopausal women. But I can work with the younger
generation. I would stick with what you know and feel comfortable with.
Right.
And get more experience under your belt. Right. And that group needs help. People suffering with PCOS need help. I would also encourage you to go through the Sweet Spot Solution. I sent you guys all links so that you can go through free for yourself and go through that and just see all the different components, because you're new in the program and you haven't been through the insulin resistance piece. So there's right. a lot of little, you know, nutrients and herbs and activities in there that you don't know about yet. But in the meantime, if you're like focusing on those women who are of the childbearing age and the teenagers, especially because those people are really debilitated by that. So focus on that, learn more. You're going to go through the adrenals. I'm just finishing up the adrenal module. I just added a whole bunch more to that. That's going to, new stuff is going to open up in there. And so you learn all that, and then you'll have under your belt a lot more to deal with that older range of women. That's my recommendation.
Great.
Okay.
That helps.
Fantastic. Isabel, hello.
Hello. Oh, okay. I'm unmuted, right?
I unmuted you.
Okay, perfect. Hi.
Hi.
So my target clients are similar to Maria and Allison, entrepreneur women who are in their 40s, 50s, or 60s, and they see that health is important, and they're a little bit health conscious. They've tried things in the past, and they're still looking for different protocols, different things to implement in their life so that they get healthier and make more money. So that's my target market right now. And what I see is they deal a lot with energy, just not have enough energy and weight gain.
Energy and the brain clarity too. You hear a lot, the motivation, and they're like, mm-hmm. it's 4 in the afternoon and I have these big decisions to make and I just want to go take a nap. And
yes. And and I'm looking for clients are willing. I have some clients are not, they're not doing what I'm suggesting.
Hold on a second. I'm going to just mute. Somebody's unmuted. So I'm going to just mute.
Especially if you know about it. Yeah, she let me know. She's the first one.
Okay.
And like the one
with
the one I rushed to
do was from.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't
tell.
You
know, what did
you think
about it?
No, Isabel. That's Pamela. Pamela shows up on my screen.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. Okay. Good. All right. Good. Okay.
Where was I?
Sorry about that. It was just like I couldn't deal with hair and all that stuff. All right. So this is it's a great group. And we'll talk as we get finished, everybody. I want to talk about like ways that you can find those people, because that's an important piece. Like, where do you find these people? And then how do you motivate? Like, it sounds like we're all in a position where we want these people who are already motivated. And I think that's a lot of what gets attracted into this program, right? Because if you just were like looking for the people who wanted to know that they should drink more water or just starting out and want to eat more greens, it's like la, 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 la. You know, that you get quicker results with those folks initially, but then you hit the wall when they're like, do I really have to? So it's more challenging when you're working with people who already have tried things and they haven't been successful. And that's why we're here, right? Because we want to dig and get all the solutions and help those people. And Sean is shaking her head. Yeah. All right. So great. Anything else you wanted to add?
And there's another area that I'm thinking about. So I'm also thinking about supporting cancer patients, clients, because I do have from just family experiences that I really do feel for these people. And I wish that there was something I could do.
Yeah. And there is a lot you could do. That's the thing.
So that's something I might dabble into this year. So I have right now, currently I have one client that she has brain tumor and just doing nutritional support, just, you know, the basic stuff. You know, start from that, and we'll see where that goes, and maybe that would be a direction.
Yeah, and the thing about the cancer thing is we all have to be just a little careful about is that you can't, like, oh, I'm a cancer health coach. You know, if you want to raise red flags and say, hey, come target me, you know, that's what you do. But what you do is you work with these folks and you seeded, oh, my, you know, I helped this person who had cancer. So I think I can, you know, and it's a lot of the same. I mean, you just have to be careful how you word it. You want to make sure you're not curing them or just coaching them.
Yeah. And I can only just tell them, you know, you need to read these articles, listen to these people, and decide if you want chemo or not. It's up to you. I can't get
it. It's like you're a resource for that, resource, like a clearinghouse almost for folks, because there's so much out there and it could be so overwhelming and confusing for people that are already in this debilitated state. So being a clearinghouse could be helpful.
And I think with that group of people there, if you get more compliance, because the problem is very urgent. So that's another, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. So. Thank you. Thank you. Thinking. That's great. All right. So we got Chandra. Tony. There you are. Hi. Unmute. There we go. Oops.
Okay, so you know I've gone through this kind of metamorphosis of being a health coach to being a life coach, and I realize I really want to be a life coach.
Mm.
That's what I want to do, but I also recognize that health is a significant part of that. And the business name True Self Total Health did not happen accidentally, because I know I like to work both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
But I'm finding that I'm really getting a lot of pleasure from the life coaching. Thanks to you, I was able to coach 20 people or so for our strategy consultations, and I saw shift happen even in that hour.
That's great.
So I'm super excited to continue to move that way. So where do I find these people? They're finding me because I'm putting a strong intention out there. Lady is... that I did a radio show for. I do various talks for her. Military Moms Radio. She got really super big. She's trying to get sponsors for a radio show called Wise Women Health, or Wise Health Women. And she wants to have me on her show as much as possible.
Nice.
These are women that already want to do something. They're kind of lost. You know, they've done everything they can for their health. So they think, I've done everything. I know everything. I've read everything. And yet I'm still not quite feeling really good. So I'm hoping that that'll be where it goes. So I'm kind of all over the place with this, and yet not feeling it out.
Yeah, and you know, the one thing that I will say when I heard you say, you know, is labeling yourself a health coach versus a life coach. I don't think you need to label yourself.
Okay.
I think you're I think the transformation is what I like, a transformation coach, because what you're doing is you're helping people who are health challenged to shift their mindset and shift their motivational patterns and transform so that they can actually utilize those other pieces. And if you can give them both, right? Because you're good at what you do. You have a very unique stance with the health stuff. So you don't want to get labeled as a life coach who then sends people away to somebody else to get health coaching.
Okay.
Because you're a one-stop shop there. And it might be that you're going to, because what I could see is that a place, like, where do you find people, is you work with other health coaches. Like, I'm going, wow, you just talked to 20 people in my program and shifted. Do I want to hire you to, like, work with everybody in my program? And what other health coaches who have group coaching programs want to bring in a transformational coach to actually help those people do it? Like, I'm thinking, I want you to do something for these sweet spot people who are just starting out. Like, can we do this as a group? And let's talk. Because I want them to be able to get the benefit of what all of us do. But sometimes they're just so locked in here and they're so closed here that they can't.
Okay. That brings me to what I really want to do then. So you just gave me courage. All right. So I've changed my website. I'm calling myself a transformational coach, and it's two sides. Like I said, True Self Total Health represents the life and the health. So I'm bringing people in on either way I bring them in. It doesn't matter. They're going to be transformed. Okay. So I did that. Okay. But one piece that I was writing today was the work with me part. And I want to work with people who have clients that are not compliant. You get them all this information. They aren't complying. And I want to support other coaches and practitioners in that area.
Exactly what I saw for you. Yeah. So,
well, thank you for giving me the courage to say it out loud, because I was actually working on it today. How do I get past, why me? You know, I don't have that much experience, but I do. I mean, it's...
You just have to take... Did we send you your MP4s of your talks at Shine? I mean, you just take that, and you have somebody who's an editor come and just pull those little clips to make one of those really fast-moving, beautiful, and all you have to do is put that on your website, and then you let people go, oh, you know, I speak at events, health transformation events or transformational events. You're going to get people knocking your door down because you're pretty amazing. I mean, I was sitting there like tears streaming down my face listening to you speak. I'm like, is that Toni? Holy cow. Where's she been hiding? You know, it's like, holy cow. So yeah, you have a market, because we can do the work better when someone can unleash the desire. And how, who all said here, right? I want people who are motivated. Well, if they're not motivated, they go to you and get motivated.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So there's a lot of opportunity here. I see it. So thank you. All right. So Shonda, we had Susan, we did Jane. Jane, are you there? Hi,
I'm
Jane.
Here.
Hi. There you are. Hi.
Well, mine hasn't changed. I'll just go ahead and read you. I'm looking up because I have it posted right above my computer.
There you go, so, Allison. Take a lesson from Jane.
So for women who want to take back their power, passion, and health, Boomi Health offers a transformational system that guides the whole you from dependency to freedom. Unlike Western medicine, our system empowers your body, mind, and spirit by tapping into your unique intuition. And I want to do this in groups. I just know. So I'm looking at doing my next, online cleanse will be in March. And then I'm looking to do more in-person programs, hopefully to set up some retreats.
Cool. Well, let's talk about that too, because I have some goals related to that.
Yeah.
For sure.
This what was interesting last year in doing the online stuff, I don't think I can do that exclusively. I know I can't do that exclusively, and I need people around.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm going to add just my personal thing too, is that I'm hoping we'll relocate this year too.
To someplace warmer?
Yeah.
More west? Yes.
Somewhere where there's people.
Some of the worst people, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yay. Support that. Okay, Annette, you're next. You were the first one on the call, but you ended up down towards the bottom of my...
That's okay. Right now, I tend to be working with GAPS people.
Oh.
Yeah, but I really don't want to.
Okay.
They're... generalization of GAPS people, high needs, and motivated, but not really motivated. They want to go from A to the finish overnight, and that doesn't work in GAPS. So the group I'd really like to move into is multiple chemical sensitivities, which is what I have, and somehow work in the autoimmune piece.
Mm-hmm. So when you say work in the autoimmune piece, tell me a little bit more about that.
My daughter, May of 2015, we rushed her to the hospital unconscious. She left the hospital with autoimmune diabetes and a couple other things. We've gotten rid of some of her markers in the past 6 months by changing her diet and working on her supplements. So I would love to focus in on, you know, helping people like her to move beyond the autoimmune issues.
Yeah. You know, it's really clear to me, you know, years ago, I always had this passion for autoimmune stuff. And when I was working with business coaches and they go, autoimmune, like, what's that? And who's going to know what that is? I said, well, people who have it. Well, and then now seeing what Tom O'Brien just did with this whole series of opening the floodgates and the interest that he had, like hundreds of thousands of people, like people know what this is and people don't want to deal with it. So I think it's awesome. I think it's an awesome place for you to go, and GAPS plays into it and all the different protocols and stuff, but GAPS is a protocol, right? And it's not necessarily a protocol for everyone. It's a protocol for certain people. So that's just one of your tools, right?
Right.
Your transformation is not GAPS, right? It's a transformation. And what is GAPS good? Well, yeah, autoimmunity. It always has a gut component. We have to heal the gut. So I think that you can, you know, definitely focus that. And I would be, you know, thinking in terms of like, where do you find these people? Well, you find them all over the place, right? We all wrote emails to our lists and thousands of people signed up, or hundreds of thousands of people signed up for Tom's video series, right? And then just him opening their eyes of people, there's even more now that know about it. And I'm thinking, huh, I wonder if I have this. I wonder if this is what my problem is for all these years. So I love it. I think it's great.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So who else? Susan, Mia. Hi, Mia. Mia, can you open? I think you're not on the line, but can you open your line? I can't open you. Mia. Oh yeah, you're open. You looks like you're open. No? I don't hear her. All right. Let me see. I don't see you on my list here to open you up. Maybe you're in. Okay. Well, I'm going to leave you whatever. Oh, it doesn't say more. Let's see. Make a co-host, rename, put on hold. Yeah, I think you're the only one that can control it. I'm not sure how you came in. Maybe you came in by phone. But I don't have any control over what's happening with you. So I'll just move on to Valerie. And where'd Valerie go? Oh, Valerie disappeared. Okay. Oh, she was there a minute ago. Okay, so Mia, I'll just whenever you get yourself figured out and open, go ahead and just jump in. We have two more people who are phone numbers. One is 720-284-4903. Who's that? Oh, I can unmute you. 720. Okay, so I just unmuted you, 720. Who is that?
It's Cynthia in Denver. Thea?
Hi, Thea. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Rita Marie. So I love this question, and I'm really, really been working on it and putting out a lot of love energy and a note to Tony from our study group that Shonda organized yesterday. Mm-hmm. Tony opened that call yesterday saying she's really focusing on doing what is easy and effortless for her. So that really got me thinking. Thank you for that, Tony. And you know what? What I could study all day and all night and give away for free is the microbiome.
Mm.
And it's hugely emotional for me because it goes back to birth. So this is my spot, huh, Rita Marie?
Yeah.
Because I was put on soy formula.
Mm.
Right. My first sips of life were toxic. I was put on the formula. And then I was put on antibiotics.
Mm.
And then I was put on rice cereal at 6 weeks. And, you know, it was downhill from there.
Yeah.
So there's so much there. I have trouble focusing on a starting point. When I look at the beginnings, you know, it's really food and me. Food and You is my Facebook group page. But, you know, the inflammatory response, it's really the microbiome that makes my heart sing. I have 6 emergency trips to the hospital because I passed out in public.
Oh, boy.
And so it's taken me a long time to understand all of this. And at the core, it's the microbiome and it's the gut-brain connection that I'm so passionate about. And I think I've been afraid to really narrow in and this is interesting. I want to say the word limit, but because I've seen it as a limitation, but it's actually a refinement, right? A refinement of my audience, my avatar. And go ahead.
I was going to say the tighter you refine that, the more people resonate with your message if that's the right message. So it's scary to quote unquote narrow it down. But when you speak, like if you say, hey, I help people who don't feel good to feel better versus I help people who have, you know, gut issues and brain issues and like they just can't seem to get their act together and I help them to figure out how to put it all together. Like that's going to narrow down the people who are like, I don't have any gut or brain issues. But those ones that do are going, oh, she specializes in what I do.
Yeah.
She's special. She knows me. She knows me, right? So it's scary,
right.
But, you know, and you'll take anybody that comes along, right? And it's right. We all do. We can help everybody. But if we say we can help everybody, our message doesn't land
on the right people. It just doesn't land on the right people, right?
And so, not everybody is going to be that joyful and effortless. I mean, we're going to work our butts off, right,
of course,
to help and deliver and figure this out. But we do that effortlessly when it's a two-way street. I mean, I do.
Yes.
I mean, it's so much easier for me to stay up past my bedtime researching infertility in a woman who she and her partner are still eating gluten, you know, and they've had 3 in vitro fertilizations and they're still not making it happen. So my avatar, my niche is women, abundantly minded, health seeking women. They've identified health as a value in life.
Mm-hmm.
If I refine that further, they're nature lovers. They acknowledge the healing potential of food. And they may have a curiosity around plant-based medicine.
I love it.
Or plants as healers.
Mm-hmm.
And a bonus for me would be that they would be hardcore dog lovers.
You know, but that other, what you describe, you're not going to get those folks who are tire kickers. You're not going to get the folks that are whiners and complainers. You're going to get the people who say, oh, we're going to dig in. We're going to figure this out. Right. They're excited about it.
Yeah.
So the more you keep that in mind and figure out, you know, the marketing language around that and how do you, you know, create an opt-in that people like that are going to be attracted to. And you can actually a lot of times do it visually, right? You can just create a visual appeal that like this person who likes to go to the opera is not going to resonate with, you know, hiking down a trail with a dog. Right. And they're not going to necessarily opt in, but that dog lover, nature lover is going to go, oh, click. I don't know what I just signed up for, but I like the picture. Right. So there's a lot of ways to do it. And it's that image that will. Yeah. So keep refining it. And we'll talk more as time goes on about how do you find those people? But I think that the more clear you are on your message, the more they find you. Right.
Great.
They find you. Yeah, your tribe will find you. So thank you.
Thank you.
And just thanks for being so vulnerable and sharing from you know your emotional piece. And I think that's really good when we can tap into that emotion. And when you can do that with your potential clients, they're going to connect to you as well. I don't mean you're going to get up on stage and start crying your eyes out. But I mean, when they can see that you're visibly touched, they can hear it. You know, whenever I tell my story about my parents, like it just rivets people because I'm vulnerable and I'm raw with it. And I don't do it
to
be manipulative. I do it because it's such an important part of who I am and what I do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I didn't know that was all brewing in me, but I think it's a moment of clarity, Dr. Rita Marie. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so looks like we have 2 others that I haven't spoken to. 3, one's Mia. Karen just joined us, and 718 has been on for a while, and I don't know if that's Valerie or not, because Valerie was on earlier, and then she dropped off. So I'm going to open up the 718 number, if I can. 718, here we go. Hi, who's at 718? Okay, who's on the phone? Oh, yeah. Who is it?
This is Mia.
Oh, Mia. Oh, okay. You're on twice. You're on as your number and you're on as your name.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I cut on and off. I'm just sort of like listening in to get the juice from everyone and, you know, get reconnected this year. And but I don't have a lot to report. So.
Okay. Well, who do you want to work with? What do you want to do for?
A little dormant right now. I don't have any plans.
Okay. Well, I would encourage you that's a really great way to get re-engaged is to just like visualize that perfect person. Who have you worked with that you absolutely adored working with? And what was it about them? And see if you can describe that. And that's going to help you get excited. Like how Thea just got really excited describing her avatar. It's like, whoa, I could just feel it's palpable. And if you can get that way, that's going to help you. And I know you're still at your job at the school, but I know you've done a lot.
You know, not for nothing, actually. I did just start working with someone, but it's a personal acquaintance. And it's just as a, you know, to really just influence his life. And he's already grateful. And, you know, he's got a million issues, blood sugar and belly fat and the whole brain fog thing. So actually, I realize that I do have someone. And we're just starting with the basics, cutting sugar and alcohol for this week. So I said, awesome. You know, you've got to start really slow.
Awesome. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Well, good. Yeah, I'm glad to hear you back. And I just think you'd be here more. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to hear your voice and see everyone too. Hello, everyone.
I like this platform of being able to see everybody. It so connects us.
I know. It's cool. It's cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. So we have Karen. Let's see if I can unmute Karen. Or you can unmute yourself. It's just whoever finds it first. Let's see.
Karen. Hey, I did it.
Oh, you did it. Yay. Hi, Karen.
Sorry, I just got here.
Yeah. So what we've been doing is you're the last one, so you can just take up the rear. We've been just talking about, and I think you are pretty clear about this, is like who you're most passionate about working with and what transformation do you want them to see?
People who want to improve their health. You know, people who want to stay active and independent into their older years.
Yep. That's a theme today, Karen.
Oh yeah.
It's been a theme. Not the older years, but the wanting, the people who are really motivated and desiring it.
Yeah. So I'm working with some people on Skype, a mother who, and she adopted a child, you know, when it was a child. The child's probably like Lauren's almost 30 now, but she's obese and has diabetes and has all you name it, she has it. And she's not willing to do a lot, but she is willing to do the yoga and a little bit of nutrition.
Okay.
So I'm just doing baby steps, but the mom is 70. And so they are doing yoga with me too, together.
On Skype or local?
Yeah, because they're in Baltimore.
Cool. Very cool. So, I love it.
Yeah, that's been fun because they're willing to try to do it. I mean, like I've come across other people who say they want to do this, but then they balk. Well, don't you need this and don't you need that? And like today I ran into somebody, but meat's good for you. You need meat, you know. And I'm just like, okay, well, eat your meat, but more – you know, live foods you can get in you with that meat.
With your, right.
But what's really, I don't know, just people who don't argue are the ones that I like.
Yeah, right, yeah. We all agreed with that one. The ones that actually do what we ask them to do. Because it's amazing the results they can get when they do. I mean, not 100% of the time. There are people who are really challenging and, you know, they'll do everything and there's still some other stuff. And that's where some of the stuff that Tony does and, you know, just pulling in some of the other pieces is important. So, yeah, I'm glad you're clear. Thank you. I'm glad you come on. Yay. So, that took a lot longer than I anticipated, but I think it was a great connection activity for everybody to connect not just with each other and each other's stuff, but to connect to yourself and what you really want. Like Thea said, oh, wow, that came up as a surprise. It's like, oh. You know, so the other piece I wanted us to focus on is, okay, we're starting a new year and a lot of people do business plans, right? Well, what's a business plan? It sounds really dry and boring and dull for me. I just want to go do my thing. I just want to go out there. But what I found was over the years is if I set a goal, if I set like a financial goal, then it would have my brain working in a different way. Say, okay, how do I meet that goal? What do I have to do? And oh, at the end of the month, I'm not quite there. Is there anything I could do? Is there anything I can sell? Is there anything I could offer? Is somebody I could call and say, hey, you know, what can we do here in order to meet that goal? So I would love for you each to just take a couple of minutes and think about three numbers. And I want you to write them down. Okay, three numbers. One is the absolute bare minimum that you want to make in your business. The bare minimum. Like, this is it. I just, you know, I have to make at least this. And then what would be your target? Like, okay, but that was my minimum. But what I really like to make is this. And then the third number is, wow, my ecstatic goal. If I could make this much, I would be like, you know, jumping and yelling and screaming and be ecstatic. Okay, so two goals. And I want you to write it down as an annual number to start. And if it's easier for you to do a monthly number, you can do a monthly number. But I wanted the exercises to start with the annual number and then move it down to, okay, what is that per month? So let's just do that, and then I'll take you through the whole process to break it down into a realistic approach. Okay, so I'll just give you a couple of minutes. I'm going to fill up my tea while you do that. Check my calendar. Okay, good. And then if you, I can see some of you, if you're ready, just kind of look up. And does anybody need more time? Diane needs a little bit more time. Nope. Okay. Let's start again. We'll just go and I'll do the same thing. I'll do the circle through. So Elaine, you're still at the top. You maintained your top position. And I'm mute.
Okay. Okay. First, let me say that I'm only doing school. So I don't earn any money yet. So I have no parameters. So how about if I earn $1,000 a month, at least to start? I'm figuring if I, you know, get one or two appointments per week, maybe, and then that would cross across four weeks a month, maybe.
Okay, good. Okay, so 1,000. Now that would be your minimum, or your like ecstatic. That would be your minimum.
That would be my minimum.
What would be like really nice? Like your he would just provide you with some nice extra income for your family, and you know, give you some anyway.
I don't know, maybe 4,000 or 5,000 a month.
4,000 or 5,000 a month. Okay. Yeah. And then write that down. And then what would be like, holy cow, I'm ecstatic. Like you end the year and you go, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Man, that would be awesome. Maybe how about just like double that? Say like 10,000 a month. How about that?
Okay. Write it down.
Is that reasonable to even, or is that just
totally reasonable. Now you have to plan to get there.
Yeah.
And you're not going to start doing that next month.
No.
But is it reasonable to think that by the end of the year that you could be doing things that could generate that kind of level of income? Yeah.
Think so. Okay. It's kind of hard because I have no grasp. I have, you know, and I look at people like y'all who are like totally pros and you know what you're doing and you're like, you know, everything that's on the planet. So it's kind of like, I think you're fabulous, but I can't really compare myself to y'all. So it's like, okay.
Yeah, and now you're going to hear that everybody else has that same feeling.
Well, you know what I mean. It's kind of hard to figure things out.
So what I want you to do is take each of those numbers while I'm walking around with everybody else. I want you to take each of those numbers and break that down to how much is that per week and then how much is that per day.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Sure. You got yourself muted because I hear something there. Okay, good. All right, so Patty.
Okay, there. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So bare minimum, what I'd like, 55,000 for the year.
Great.
My goal, though, for the year is 125, and then ecstatic would be 250.
All right. Okay, so now your goal is to break that down to monthly, and then weekly, and then daily.
Okay.
Sounds good. There's a reason for this. There's a reason for this. Okay.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Diane. You're unmuted. Okay.
I've already done this once today, so it's like I just sort of let numbers pop into my head and didn't think about the earlier call. But for me, it's like, bare minimum would be if I made, like, say, 10 grand doing this. you know, for I would year? Like per year. Yeah. I'd like to make, you know, at least 10 grand because then it would feel like a, you know, viable sideline thing. Really to me, a reasonable, nice goal would be anywhere from the 50 to 100K per year. And the, I'd be over the moon would be if I made 500K or a million. And I, you know, I mean, dream huge, right?
Dream huge.
Yeah. So, and I've already, I think we already broke it down with you earlier. So,
okay.
You know, we sort of,
down
sort
to
of
the day, but break each one of those numbers down to the day. Just so
it's
going to take each one of those numbers and break it down so that you get down to the weekly and then daily and do each one monthly, weekly, daily.
Okay.
So you have all those numbers written because there's a reason for it. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Maria. Whoops. Oh no, you can't talk. Okay. Let me look here. Let's see. All right. Whoops, I missed all this. Okay, so all right, I'm looking backwards. Okay, here we go. My number is very similar to Shonda wrote hers too. So we'll go to Shonda. Here are my numbers. Bare minimum 50,000. Really nice 80 and a static 100. Okay, cool. All right. And then again, do that breakdown so that it's down to the day. Maria. Similar, minimum 50K, really nice, 75, awesome, 100. Great. Okay. I'm starting a part-time job in 30, that'll get me 50. So you'll be halfway there. But you can do this with your target audience. You can do this. Because break it down, and we'll go around, and you know, I want you to see. And I'll take one as an example. Allison says, whammy, 250 sounds great. All right. So let's see who's next. Oh, Ava. I can always forget how to say
it's
your
name. Fine. It's fine. That's great. Well, my minimum would be 35,000.
Okay.
I just let go of my permanent job that I had for 25 years. So this is going to be a lofty goal for me because it's going to be all new income. Except the little income that I have, you know, from my other little businesses that are feeding into my coaching. The okay would be 75 and the wow, I'm going to go only for 150 right now.
Okay. All right. I like it. And break it down because you're going to see that those numbers don't seem as big and unreachable when you break them down.
Okay? Right.
And yeah. So monthly, weekly, and then daily. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We did Shonda. Allison.
Hi, my absolute bare minimum is £50,000 per annum. That's £10,000 a month, £2,500 a week and £500 a day. My target income is £100,000 per annum, which is £20,000 a month, £5,000 a week and £1,000 a day. And my whoopie-doo ecstatic goal is £500,000 a year, which is £100,000 a month, £250,000 a week and £5,000 a day.
You get the 5,000 times 365. I think your daily numbers are a little bit.
Well, I did it all in my head, so I'll do a bit of calculation.
Yeah, I think you need to do it because, like, a thousand a day would be 365 for the
year,
right? So, how would you 5,000 would be like 15 a million five.
Yeah.
Yeah. So redo your numbers, but so they seem smaller at the daily because I'm like. What?
Yeah.
5,000 a day? 10.
Yeah.
All right.
So I've multiplied by 10. So it's a, yeah.
Yeah. So your minimum, what does your minimum come out to be per day? Just to
my minimum is, 50,000 per annum, which is, sorry, it's
4,000 a month, a little over 4,000 a month, which comes out to be a little over 100 a day. So like 110 a day. When you think about that, you go, 110, what can I do to make $100 today? Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's much easier to deal with than what do I have to do to make $50,000 over the course of this? So it's like, oh, I want to make $100 a day. I'm going to go on my inventory of stuff I've developed, and I'm going to write an email to some people and say, will you buy this, right? And that's the kind of stuff you can do as you build a list and as you create some stuff. And you don't have to create a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to tell you before we end up about something that is called the 4-day cash machine. And I'll tell you a little bit about that in a minute. Okay, so Susan. There you go. Whoops.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just for this year, I'm looking at bare minimum 25,000. Reasonable is 50,000 and ecstatic is 100,000.
Great. Okay. So do the numbers and come up with what those are, because there's a lot of overlap here. So I might just take that 100,000 as the example. So whoever's got that, calculate me the 100,000 on a weekly and a daily basis. Thank you. All right, so Isabel. Oops, there you go.
So bare minimum 50,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that breaks down to about 4,600 a month and 138 a day. And something nice would be 100,000. That breaks down to $8,300 a month and $277 per day.
Okay.
And ecstatic, like, well, would be $200,000. That's $16,000 a month, and I haven't divided that into daily yet. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's fun to do because it seems like, oh, that's so unreachable. But when you break it down and you start to think, okay, where am I at this week or where am I at this month? Okay, how do I focus? Like, okay, how many people do I have to get to sign up for a yoga class to do that? How many people do I have to get to, you know, buy my ebook to do that? And we'll work through that in a minute because there's a bunch of different calculations that you can do with that. And it breaks down to, oh, okay, I think I can handle that piece of it. But it's just a matter of thinking of it differently. So, Tony, how about you?
Hi. Hold on just a moment. I got distracted by a note about my mom. But I was able to start it. So for me to feel good about what I'm doing and to cover my basic necessities and taking the pressure off my husband, $85,000 a year, which is, $7,000 a month. And then I have the midsection, $175,000 is important to me because I left a government job around that amount. So I'd like to get back up to that. And really, real woo-hoo-hoo would make me go crazy would be $300,000 a year.
Nice.
As an executive in the government, that would be my ceiling probably.
Okay. All right. So breaking the glass ceiling. Love it. Love it. Thank you. All right, Annette, you're next.
Okay. I went with a minimum of 36, target of 60,000, and the wow is 120,000.
Great. Super. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mia? I know you're not doing much right now, but if you want to chime in, you can. I don't remember which one you were at. Oh, yeah, 718. There we go. Hey, Mia.
Hi. I didn't write them down.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. And then Thea?
Okay, so 120 minimum, 240 okay, and 500,000 as delightful.
Woohoo! Love it, right? Set those stakes. Yeah, set them up there, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you. And Karen.
Okay, I said 36,000 minimum, 48. Would be nice, and then 100,000 or anything more would be wonderful.
Fantastic. Okay, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to, if you haven't already done it, just break that down to your daily. And then I want you to write, you can do it on that same piece of paper, another piece of paper, all the possible ways right now that you can think of to generate money. And I want you to really be thinking outside the box. I mean, I don't mean go sweep somebody's floors or clean out somebody's driveway or something related to this passion that you have, right? What can you do? Do you have any little booklets of recipes that you've put together? Do you have any videos you've made? What about your time? Are there people that you can just go and help, that you can go make meals for, or that you can teach how to make meals, or that you can help, you know, coach them on how to feed their kids right, or anything at all? Like, think about all your skills and talents that you currently have that you're willing to be paid for, and write them down, and write any that you have. I know that Diane and somebody's open. Let's see. Diane and Allison just created courses, and that there's pieces in that course that you may not even be thinking about as saleable items, right? You're thinking, oh, I have this course and it has this ebook and this recipe guide and this checklist. What of those things would you be able to pull out? Like, Susan, you know, you could teach one-on-one yoga classes. You could teach group yoga classes. You could teach, you know, now you're going to do nutrition and yoga. What other things do you have talents in that you could generate some money with? Okay. Because then what we're going to do is we're going to do some number crunching. So if you have, like, say, a recipe guide, like Patty, you could probably put together a saleable recipe guide pretty easily because you teach so many classes. You may even have some that you use as part of your classes. Same with Karen, right? And how much can you price a recipe guide at, right? You can anywhere from $5 to $25, depending on what it is or how you do it. As an ebook, you know, maybe somewhere in the range of, you know, $5 to $15, right? Depending on if they're really special recipes versus if they're just like five easy recipes, right? And then I want you to calculate, like, what is something that you're like, okay, I can sell this. And then I want you to look at your daily number and say, okay, how many of these do I need to sell to make that number? So for example, if you're talking like, I heard a minimum of 50,000 a lot. So I'm going to take 50,000 and 50,000, who did the numbers on 50,000 as to what that comes out to be for the week, month, week, and day? Anybody who did that? Okay. Diane.
It's roughly, $1,000 a week and roughly $150 a day.
50 a day. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a little over 4,000 plus for,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. So say you just created this awesome, amazing recipe guide of all your recipes, Patty, and you want to sell it. How do you sell? And you're going to sell it for $15. How do you sell 150? That's assuming all your revenue came from that one thing. And we know you're going to have multiple streams. But if all your revenue came from that one $15 recipe book, how many do you have to sell a day? 10? 10 recipe books. So how can you sell 10 recipe books a day? Well, you know, if you don't know 365, you know, 36,000 people, whatever that is, right? Or 3,600 people to sell it to, then you're going to need to think of other ways to do it. But if you do have 3,600 people, like say you have a mailing list, right? And you have 5,000, 10,000 people on your mailing list, selling 10 ebooks in a day is not that hard to do, right? So I want you to think about how many. Now, if it was, say, a kitchen consult, like you're going to go into somebody's kitchen and you're going to make them food and you're going to restock their thing and their cupboards, and you're going to charge $500 to do that, right? So then we're going to look at, we're not so much on a day because you're not going to do that every day, but if you got to make $1,000 a week, you got to do two of those a week. So how do you find two people that are willing to have you come into their kitchen and clean it up? So it becomes a different sort of question that you're asking yourself. Like, how do I find this? How do I do this? Right? Does that make sense? Yeah, go ahead, Ava.
Sorry, I have a quick question because I have an opportunity to write a program for a Poland, for Polish area. So a friend of mine owns a house that can house 12 people. And this is a really popular thing right now in Poland that people pay about $2,500 to $3,000 for 5 days to 6 days to come in for their jumpstart cleanse.
Oh, wow.
And I'm the expert that comes in, so I will be taking the liability, and I'm writing the program. She provides the place and the area. So, I mean, I don't even know if we're going to incorporate any kind of professional exercise or just basically walk and a little bit of yoga and maybe Qigong and then do this program. I do not know how to charge at all. I've never done this, and this is my big question. Do I charge for the program and just let this happen? You know, I don't know what to do. I'm not sure because I'm going to be the expert that's going to be coming in, and I have to have the international coaching license or certificate.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a big challenge for me, but I have somebody that's actually waiting for me to call him right now to get started.
Okay. So she's charging people, you said $2,500 to $3,000 for this experience. Right. She, yes, of course, has the overhead and the food and all that. So right. I would look at that realistically, and of that $3,000 a person, mm-hmm, what would be a fair amount? I would get, you get paid by the person. So you own the rights to the materials. So you can teach right. it wherever with whoever. Because if you just let her pay you to develop a program, then depending on how you contractually agree with that, she then can own the program. You don't want that. You don't want her to go, okay, thank you, and the next time she does it herself.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. Because I'm hoping then I will get some further coaching from that experience, you know, from the week.
Right.
If they have a kickstart, and then if they have...
Then you offer. And I would go into it with the idea. So what's comfortable? Is it, you know, 50% of that? Like, think about what her overhead and what she wants to make from it and have that discussion with her.
Right.
But I would say that, you know, 35%, 25%, what, you know, what feels right to you per person. She takes 10 or 12 people in. And if you charge, say, $1,000 a person, that's a good chunk of money for that, right? And you have a program that you can reuse.
Right.
So, you know, think in terms of that, like what, you know, you're obviously your cap is whatever she's charging, and then she's got her overhead and she's got to make money on it too. But you think about it that way. But then you're getting paid to develop a program that then you can use and do over and over again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And make sure your contracts are clean, you know, have an attorney look at them and make sure that you maintain the rights to that program.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's just kind of scary because it's so far away, but it's
really good. I'm going to throw out a couple of things that you guys probably don't even think about in terms of things you could do for people. And I know people who go in, there's this couple, and they go in to people's homes for like 3 days, and they set up their kitchen, and they make them food for 3 days, and they teach them how to eat. And they charge $10,000. So there's a lot of little things that you can do. So, you know, if you're going to sell 150 ebooks to make that 50,000, 150 ebooks a day to make that $150,000. But if you did a $10,000 private retreat, you'd only need to make five of those in a year. So it's a matter of finding those people who are willing to do it. And then you start to think differently. Okay, so where do these affluent people hang out? Like, are there private health? We have a private health club in this area. And it's like, I don't know, $10,000 a year to be a member of this, where you get your private coach. Those are the perfect people to go in and say, hey, you know, let me talk to your folks. I'm going to be doing this thing. And, you know, I'll give you a percentage for all the people in your group that do it. So think outside the box. Right? We think in terms of like we're going to do coaching with somebody and we're going to charge them $100 an hour or $50 an hour or $200 an hour or whatever it is. But think in terms of all your assets and what are some of the fun things like Maria with a corporate thing, right? You should be able to create a program that and show those folks at the corporation how much they're going to save in absenteeism, in lost, absenteeism, in the insurance, especially a lot of these companies, they're kind of self-insured. They use an insurance company to facilitate it, but they actually pay. So the less their people are sick, the more money they have in their pocket. So if you could do some research on those bits of information, and then you could create a proposal that, hey, I'm going to do this wellness thing, a 3-month wellness thing for, 100 of your employees at $500 a person. There's your $50,000 right there. You see? So let's be creative and think outside the box and think of ways that we can facilitate change with people and, make it be a win. And leveraging your time is the best way, right? So if you do a group program and everybody pays you $500, then you're making a lot more money than if you charge one person, $3,000 to spend 20 hours with them, right? And so we all start there. Like, you started with yours, Diane and Allison, and you had maybe 10 people in your program. So it was a huge amount of money, but it's the first time, right? My very first group program, I think I had 10 or 12 people in it, right? And that was just catapulting. Now we have 300 people signing up for our programs, okay? 250. So that makes a huge difference. Now, of course, there's overhead with doing that. I don't put all that money in my pocket anymore because there's, all these people that I have to pay to facilitate and to do it. But more and more goes into your pocket when you do that. Okay. So I want you to just sit with those numbers and I want you to come up with a plan for how you can create that income. That was your bare minimum. And then I want you to create a plan for how do you create the income for the max. The middle one will take care of itself. It's just kind of like going to fall wherever. But if you create a plan for the minimum, you create a plan for the maximum, then you're okay. I need to sell. I think I'm going to do, okay, I don't want to sell 100 ebooks a day at $10 an ebook or $15 an ebook, but I can realistically sell, 20 ebooks a month. Okay, good. Now, how much is that? Okay. Kitchen makeovers or coaching somebody with PCOS or whatever other. How many of these do I have to do? Because when you have those numbers, you start to think in terms of this month. Oh, it's the 15th of the month and I've only done 3 and I needed to do 5 of these coaching people. Who can I call? Who's on my list? How can I generate this? It doesn't have to be some fancy launch with videos and all this. You can just pick up the phone or write an email to select people that you've spoken to in the past and say, hey, I've started my program now. Or, hey, I've now got a 7-step system for going gluten-free. I would love to share how I can help you with this. I have a 7-step system for balancing your hormones. I have a 7-step system for getting fit and trim and being hot in no time at all. And you share that with them and you get them signed up. So I would think in terms of what's called your signature system. Like, what do you do? Like, even if you're food, caring with food and yoga, okay, what are those pieces that you could be taking somebody through? We're going to take you through this. And it doesn't have to be 7. It could be 5. It could be 3. It could be 10. But what would you take that person through? And then that's your program. You know what I'm saying? That's your program. If you go to the website, in the section called Practice Building Success System, there's 6 different sets of videos that I put in there. I had directed you to go to the first one in the newsletter on Sunday, but there's 6 others. And one is, how do you create a program? How do you think through what you're going to be sharing with people and create your signature program? And once you create this signature program that can be done as a group for $200, $300, $100, $500. My first one was $100. No, 27. Sorry. My green cleanse was $27. And I managed to get 50 people that first time with a list of 600. I got 50 of them. Okay, to sign up for this $27 program. So you charge it deliberately low the first time so you can develop it. And now you have something that's not just something you do for groups, you can do it for local groups, for online groups, but that's your signature system that you take people through. Like Shonda was talking about doing this membership type thing, right? So if you have this, I take people through these seven steps, and then you just create handouts, checklists, recipes, whatever, for taking them through that seven steps. Then when you sign up a private coaching program, a person, you say, oh, and as a bonus, I'm going to give you my seven-step system group coaching program. Right? This is a bonus because you just signed up for a $2,000 coaching package. And then you still are going to take them through your system loosely, roughly, because you can personalize it for them. But we always start with, let's get them connected to what's their goals. That's how I work. Let's get them connected to what's most important. Let's get their stress under control. Let's get them sleeping. Let's get them moving. What are the basics in the nutritional pieces? And if you're working just in the nutritional area, what are the basics pieces? We have hydration. We have getting them to eat greens. We have getting them to get off the bad fats. So if each of you thinks in terms of how, what's the systemization of how you would take somebody through? You're talking PCOS, you're talking, you got to get their blood sugar under control. You got to get them off the sweets that are raising their insulin levels, right? So what are those systems? And feel free to look at everything that I've created and model it. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. I'm not going to sue you for plagiarizing. I mean, I don't want you to take my stuff and word for word and slap your name on it. No, but you can use it as a model. Right? And say, oh, I like that, but you know, that doesn't fit. I'm gonna do it this way. Sense? All right. So who wants to do step this up a notch and create commitment to having something, a plan that you can share with each other? Anybody? Anybody? Yeah? Okay. So let's have you take your numbers, have you create this crazy list of all the possible things you can do to earn money in your business. And then I want you to figure out, first of all, for each of those items, how many of, if that was your sole source of income, how many of them would you have to do to meet your minimum goal and your maximum goal? And then once you've figured that out, which is like, oh yeah, I have to sell 3,600 ebooks. Okay. How would I do that? I have no clue. Well, maybe if I sell 500 ebooks and I do X number of coaching programs. So you'll see the numbers, like if that was your exclusive source, and then you can kind of play it out. And then I want you to each create a plan for the minimum goal and the maximum goal. And then share it. And share it on Facebook. You can share it on another call. You can, how else can you do it? Those are probably best ways. Anybody have other ways that you could share it? We could create a Google Doc. How's that sound? Anybody have any comments?
We could post in like the NEPT practitioner forum or something.
Yeah, on the Facebook group. Yeah, and the NEPT for practitioner play. Yeah, sure. That's good. You can. There's a place you can upload files if you wanted to do it that way, like create it as a Word doc and post it that way, or we can create a post and then post it that way. But I think the thing is speaking it out loud and doing it. And I found that when I was looking at, oh, I set this goal for this much income in a month and I haven't looked at my numbers, then I would start to fall. But as soon as I started looking at the numbers, I go, oh, okay, what can we do this month? Oh, let's do and I'll tell you about the fire sale, the 4-day cash machine. I learned this from a guy named Frank Kern. You take a product that you have, and if you don't have a product, you create one. You know, you create a little recipe book. And for me, the first time I did this, I took a program that we had put together called the Vibrant Health Mindset. I had tried 3 different launches with that program, and a total had sold 60 of them, which was very low compared to what I would normally do. I'm like, okay, this isn't such a hot program. But I read about this 4-day cash machine. And you basically, for 4 days straight, you're sending an email out to everybody you know, and you're saying, hey, I got this special deal. I got this special thing, and it normally is this price, and what I'm going to do is sell it for this price, and I'm going to load in these other 4 or 5 bonuses. And the total value of this is $300, and I'm selling it today for $20. And you send that out, almost the exact same email 4 days in a row. And then you see what happens. So I took this program, which I had sold 60 of total in three different launches with videos, with all kinds of things. And I'm like, So I said, okay, what the heck? So I packaged it with a bunch of other little recipe guides here and ebooks there and all that. And I sent out the emails, and over 4 days, I made $3,500. I sold 100 of them. $3,700, because you sold the package for $37. I sold 100 of them in 4 days after trying for years to sell this thing. Okay, so depending on the size of your list, it's going to be variable. We've made as much as $15,000 in 4 days doing this. So be creative. Like, what can you package in there and give a value to? Are there handouts that, like, Isabel, you probably have lots of handouts that you give people because you've done a lot of programs. You take them out, maybe put a little cover on it. You go to Fiverr and you have somebody create a pretty little cover for you. And now you've got these five ebooks that you're bundling together and selling at this cheap price. Right? And it's stuff you weren't going to sell anyway. Right? It was inside a program. You can make it look a little different if you want. And you can make some money. Who's wants to play with that and try it? Yeah. Yeah. It's lots of fun. If you do a search, I think Allison found a link. Maybe we could post that. I think we posted that in the Practice Accelerator group. But we could talked about it, and I gave a link, and it was like it was defunct. But I think, did we find a link to that, Allison? Do you remember? Or Diane? I don't remember if we did. I don't know if she's hearing me. I'll look for it and we'll see. But I think if you do, if
she said it was dead. She's on here. She just said it was dead.
Oh, she said the link was dead. I thought we found it up. Didn't I send you the, okay. We'll see if we can find a link to it. It's pretty much the same. I'll see if I can find the email, and I'll let you use that same template. And I was like, oh God, this is so corny. 4 days in a row, I'm going to send the same email. It worked. We've done it three times already. And the minimum we made was $3,700 in 3 days, 4 days. So it's worth trying. It's definitely worth it. Okay. So we're just about at the end of our time together. And I would love to just quick one word around from everybody. And then what's your takeaway? What's one thing that you're like, okay, I'm excited about that. I'm going to do it. So, Elaine.
I have to make a product.
Make a product. Okay, cool. Well, homeschooling moms, what do they want? Quick and easy recipes to feed their kids, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You probably have tons of them you've used yourself.
Yes.
Okay, good. Self-care tips, right?
Yep. Stress management.
Yep.
Exactly. Time management. Organizational management.
Or yeah, lots of options, lots of ideas. Great. Patty?
Oh, there. Now I am. You can hear me, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, okay. So I've already created a couple of products, but I need to sell them. So my goal is to really break everything down to how many of each thing I'm going to sell and then figure out how to get it out there. That's my next step. Right. I created a journal. I actually had it printed. I printed 100 copies of the journal that I created, a food and lifestyle journal. And then I have an ebook cookbook that I created. And then I have a pantry staple handout. And I have a couple of other things that I've created. So now I got to get it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you have them physically, that would make
it really excited.
A cash machine, actually, because you can just sell it. And they pay whatever, plus you make sure you cover your shipping, and then they, you bundle in the e-products.
Right.
That could be cool. Yeah. Post New Year's.
Yeah, so I have the physical of the journal, but then the other stuff is in digital copy. Right. So I have both. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, awesome. I love it. I love it. And it looks like Shonda put up an email, a link to the 4-day cash machine. I'm not sure if it actually, does that link work?
Yes, it does.
Yay. Okay. So Shonda posted that link, 4-day cash machine. Yay. Okay. So Diane, anything new insights today, tonight, this afternoon?
Yeah. I really want to look through all of the pieces in the gluten program and see what kind of, bits we can pull out, repurpose, and I'm already doing that with the ebook, but there may be some other things that we can pull out of there and do like this, handouts and things like that you were talking about. So
perfect. Great. Maria, did you post anything? Let's see. Maria's still in a noisy place, I guess. Okay. We'll come back to you. Shonda, you're still in a noisy place, so you guys can post. Allison, anything?
Yeah, tons, really.
What's one thing? Yeah, because you're good with tons.
Raising my ecstatic goal.
Okay. All right. Good for you. Eva. Eva, right? It's Eva.
Yes. I really understand now how important it is to create a packet with your prices ahead of time, especially for like 3-month coaching or 6-month coaching, because from the 2 years of coaching people on and off, you know, what I have learned, and this is really honing in on that, that people will want to get everything at the beginning. And then if they are not as compliant as they need to be, then they kind of fizzle out. And then you charge, you know, you make an appointment and then they want to move the appointment. But if you have the package and they bought the package, they tend to be a little bit more compliant. My issue is always asking the big money ahead, but now I know I can charge the money in weekly or biweekly installments, but the package is already sold.
The package is sold and they're committed. And, you know, start with a jumpstart package. Go back in the site and look at the thing where it talked about. Start with a $500 jumpstart package.
Right.
And then they get so many things, and then you throw in the little handouts and the non-tangibles so that it bumps the value up.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. My problem is I tend to answer text messages and emails, and, you know, I get charged.
I have a trick for that.
Right.
Trick for that. Okay. So people used to do that to me all the time. This is even before text messages. They'd call me. And then I said, okay, well, I have a package. And all it was like 2 sessions or 3 sessions or 5. It was some lame thing. But I said, this package includes email support or phone support in between sessions. This package is just 3 sessions.
Okay.
It stopped them because they realized, oh, I can't caller. I didn't sign up for that package.
Right. Okay. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It puts the limits on them. Yes. Isabel. Oops.
Okay. I got it.
Okay, good.
So what jumped out for me was do VIP days for these busy professionals that I'm targeting. Usually they don't have time. And so if I could do get them up to speed very quickly and I've done VIP days in the past, and 4 hours I show them how to put together a meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner fairly easily. So that works out pretty good. So that's what I'm going to
good. Okay. Well, figure out how many you need to do on a regular, do them regularly and build that in and go, okay, if I do one a month, how much income? That's like putting a big chunk of that goal right there.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun and it's less work and cool. Yeah. I love it.
Thanks.
Tony. Unmute. Okay, now we can hear you.
Okay. So as I was listening to you, I realized I was going in that direction anyway. I've developed something called Hour of Empowerment. For some of my clients that did a group class and they kind of wasted the time and didn't do what they needed to do because they had blocks. So I'm offering them Hour Empowerment sessions and something called like tune-ups or something like that. So I'm offering services, not necessarily products.
Got it. Okay, great. Now, just when you do that, it's make sure it's clear that it's this is what it is, right? So as opposed to we're going to do ongoing coaching and, oh, I'll come back in 3 weeks instead of 2 weeks and, oh, I'll see you in 2 months. And then they lose traction. It's a concrete set service that they do. And, or if it's the empowerment bundle where they do 3 hours of empowerment or something, but make sure it's clear that it's a product that's a service. As opposed to a service. Do you see what I'm saying? See the difference? It's a subtle difference.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. And Susan?
So I think with this course and listening to everything, I'm going to come up with a jumpstart package. So I have to start formulating that and then maybe offshooting from that, offering up to come and help people with meals, creating an ebook. So I see some opportunity from this 6-week series to sort of offshoot things, but more importantly, just sitting here and crunching numbers and having the reality in front of me, it kind of tells me what I need to do.
Perfect. Yay. Great. And when you get people signed up for a 6-week event, always have the plan for what's the next step you want them to take. And don't wait for the last session to spring it on them. You're seeding it, maybe starting in the 3rd or 4th week, right? Uh-huh. About that there's more to come and there's so much more. And my next, I have this other series, blah, blah. You're just kind of bringing it. And then when you spring it on them, maybe in the 2nd to the last class, so that you still can follow up. Because if you do it in the last class, and then they're off, right? You have another opportunity to connect with them to reinforce it.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
Yay. Karen. See if I can open you. There we are. Okay, you're unmuted. Karen? Oops. Are you muted on your end? Where is she gone? Oops, she just muted herself. Unmuted. You're unmuted, Karen. Huh. Bummer. All right, I'll leave you open. And then Thea?
She says she's talking, so.
She says she's talking? Oh.
Yeah.
Check your mic. Check that. Are you on your phone? Maybe you're hit the mute button. Darn. We can't hear you. Huh.
She said she didn't change anything.
I see that, yeah. All right, well, write it in, okay? Allison said, patient don't understand VIP day. People don't generally understand that. So, you know, it's a kitchen transformation day. It's a nutritional jumpstart day. It's a lifestyle upgrade day. Or, you know, call it what you will. I hear that. Because VIP is like, and I actually, it's kind of a ratty kind of term, really. VIP. Well, everybody's a VIP. We're all important, right? And it's like, you know, it's just something that's come, I think, in the internet marketing kind of world where you have a VIP day with somebody. But yeah, come up with a fun name for it, like that's really results oriented. Karen, so what's a VIP day? A VIP day would be like for you, if you're doing yoga, would be a day where you're one-on-one alone with someone. And you're giving them, you know, what they need, like going in their kitchen and helping them, or going to their house and showing them with all their equipment what they can do for their exercise. And it's, it could be 3 hours, 6 hours, 5 hours, 8 hours, 2 days, but it's basically a one-on-one, you know, it's that white glove treatment that that one person gets. They don't have to share you with anybody else. And you charge a lot for it. You know, you don't, yeah, you charge a lot for those kind of things because it's worth a lot. Be queen for a day. Love that, Mia. Allison, everyone here in the States thinks he's or she is a VIP. Okay. Okay, so Thea, you're the last one, unless Mia wants to open. I think you were this one. You were the 720. Yeah. Go ahead, Thea.
Yep, you got it right. So my takeaway was really backing into the numbers. And then visualizing that every day, and I'm going to post around the house, you know, day and week financial goals.
Great.
Great. To help me live into that. And I have a question, Rita Marie. If we're doing ebooks, recipe ebooks, and are you suggesting we author each of the recipes, which...
You don't have to. No, you can collect them. You can do a compilation ebook. In fact, one of the thoughts I had, and I've mentioned it to Lynn before, but we haven't really had the free cycles to move forward on, is we'd love to create an INE compilation ebook that everybody can contribute recipes to, and then you have your information. Everybody has a little place in the bio and a place where people could contact you. But you can, no, and you can, if you're just doing a book, you can collect. You can say, hey, Tony, I hear you have these five ingredient recipes. I'd like to include one. And people have asked me a lot. I've contributed to recipe books. And as long as you put their little info about them and a link to their site, people contribute recipes all the time. They're happy to.
Oh, great. Okay, so you're talking about collecting them within our community or in our expanded
with your community. Community or the expanded community. Yep. Yep. You just always want to ask permission. You don't just take somebody's recipe and put it in your book.
If you change recipe, original recipe, you have to change two ingredients to make your own. That's by law.
That's by law. By two, that's all? Two ingredients?
Two ingredients.
Wow. I do that all the time.
I thought it was three.
Three? What's that, Tony?
No, we have to clarify it, but yeah, you have to change two according to.
We can look that up. Tony, you're mute, so unmute. There you go.
Okay. What did you say? When I went to chef school, they said if you change one ingredient and it can't be a, you know, salt, pepper, or sugar, I mean, it's yours.
Really? Mm-hmm. So I could take a recipe that calls for tahini and I can change it to almond butter and, wow. I think I'll go with the two. Maybe three. Yeah. Cool. That's good to know. That's good to know. Yeah, so you all have opportunities. You all have a lot of talent. And I think that, you know, you all have the ability to for sure make your minimum goals. And I think a lot of you have the opportunity. I know you do have the opportunity to make your like, wow goals. Okay, I left my job in 1986. And in the computer field, I was making $55,000 a year, which was a lot of money back in 1986. And I left it to go back to school. So I had no income for many years. And well, I went to massage school. So I was doing a massage here, a massage there for $40. So maybe my income was a couple hundred dollars a year. And I went into practice thinking, okay, cool. And it literally took me probably 15 years to make back up to that, what I was making before I left. And I thought, I'll never make a living doing what I'm doing. I'm so glad my husband works and I just get to play at this. And at one point when stock market crashed and we had been invested in, you know, stuff, and he came and freaked out because all of our retirement money was gone. And he had already left his job. He was doing consulting at that point. He didn't have any income at all. The only thing we had been banking on was the income from our retirement fund and me, you know, my whatever I was making at the time, which was not a lot of money. And I freaked. I was like, okay, what am I going to do? And I knew I had to make money. And that's right before I created the Before Be Gone program. And I created that program and made $50,000. No, I hadn't created it. I had already created it and I was redoing it. And I said, I have to make a lot of money. How many people do I have to get in here to make enough money to put back in? And I did that program and I made $50,000. And I was like, I just made $50,000 in 4 weeks. Holy crap. What's the potential here? Okay. And when the fire gets lit under your butt, and you look at all the talents and the skills and the ways that you have to make money, you do it and you can do it. Okay. And that's what we're here for as a community. That's what I'm here for as a resource, because I've been there, done that. Okay. And it just, once you hit that and you hit that momentum, it moves. So stay connected to what you're most passionate about. This is where we started. Like, who do you most want to work? Who do you most want to serve? We're all here because we want to help people, right? If we wanted to just make a lot of money, we'd stay in our corporate jobs, right? But we want to help people. How can we best help people, but also put, you know, not just food on the table, as the saying goes, but a nice lifestyle that we deserve to be able to follow? And you all can do it. It's there. It's there. It's the desire, and it's looking at yourself differently and believing in yourself. Okay. I was asked yesterday, I was on some kind of summit call, and the first question she asked was, if you can give two pieces of advice to women who are approaching, you know, the midlife and menopause, as to how do they slow down the aging process? My answer was floored her. I said, that has to start with the belief that they can get better with age and that it's just, you know, you just move in that direction. And I said, I start a lot of my presentations with these, you've seen them, some of you have seen them, the presentations of like, you know, 25, 30 people who are all over the age of 70 doing these amazing things because they didn't believe the crap that society fed them that said, oh, as you age, you get in your rocking chair. And no, they said, no, I'm moving forward. My business, from the time I turned 50, I said that was a turning point for me. I stepped into my power. I stepped into believing that I could do this. I went from not knowing, not believing that, I mean, I'd look at people and go, wow, they're in this business and it actually supports their family? How do they do that? To now I support my family and a bunch of other people's families and the people that I've taken on as my team members. Okay? You can do this. You have to have that burning desire. And then we got to get creative with the numbers. And when that fire got lit under my butt, like we're almost out of money, you better make some money. It was like, okay, what do I have to do this? Okay. That's why the numbers make a lot of sense. How many of this do I have to sell? How many of that do I have to sell? And how do I do this? So, mwah! Love you all. I'm looking forward to hearing some great stuff from all of you. Okay. Unmute everybody. How do I do that? I don't know. Unmute all.
Yay! Yay. Bye. Bye.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Good luck to see you.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye, Maria.